Imagine walking confidently into a secure facility, past guards and security systems, simply because you look like you belong there. This isn't fiction. It's social engineering, the art of manipulating people to take actions that may not serve their best interests. Christopher Hadnagy's Social Engineering, The Art of Human Hacking, reveals why this practice has become the greatest security threat of our digital age. While organizations spend millions on technological defenses, they often overlook their most vulnerable component, human psychology. What makes modern social engineering particularly dangerous is its hybrid nature, combining psychological manipulation with technical knowledge. As software security improves, attackers increasingly target people instead of systems, rendering even the most sophisticated firewall useless when an employee can be convinced to share their password with a convincing IT support caller. The most dangerous misconception? Believing you're immune. Studies show that technical expertise actually correlates with overconfidence in security matters, making experts paradoxically more vulnerable to certain attacks. No system is completely secure unless entirely disconnected from society, and even then, a determined social engineer might find a way in. From phishing emails to elaborate pretexting schemes, these attacks exploit fundamental human traits, trust, fear, and our innate desire to help others. The best protection isn't isolation, but education, combined with constant vigilance and healthy skepticism. Like a master chef selecting quality ingredients, a social engineer begins with methodical information gathering that transforms insignificant details into powerful leverage. In one real example, a security professional overheard a company VP mention his Aruba vacation in a coffee shop. Later, by casually referencing this information to a receptionist, he gained unauthorized access to secure areas. Simple small talk became the key to bypassing security. The internet offers abundant intelligence sources. Corporate websites reveal organizational structures, social media exposes personal connections, and public records contain valuable information. Physical observation yields insights about access methods, smoking areas, security cameras, and service providers. Even dumpster diving produces exceptional intelligence, as people discard invoices, letters, and sometimes storage devices with sensitive information. This phase is critical for developing what Hadnagy calls the social engineer's lens, viewing ordinary information through a different perspective. Often, the most dangerous information isn't highly technical or sensitive, but rather the seemingly innocent detail that completes the puzzle. Elicitation is the social engineer's most powerful weapon. The ability to extract information during seemingly innocent conversations without raising suspicion. Unlike direct questioning, skilled elicitation creates an environment where targets willingly share information, often unaware they've revealed anything sensitive. This technique exploits our politeness to strangers, professionals' desire to appear knowledgeable, our response to praise, and our natural honesty. Several techniques make elicitation effective. Making deliberate false statements triggers people's compulsion to correct misinformation. When someone hears an incorrect statement about their expertise, they often respond with accurate information. Volunteering information exploits reciprocity. When you share something, targets feel obligated to reciprocate with equally valuable details. Conversation works like a funnel. Begin with neutral questions to establish rapport, progress to open-ended questions for information gathering, use closed-ended questions to direct the conversation, and finally, deploy targeted questions to extract specific details. Have you ever shared more than intended with a friendly stranger? That's elicitation at work, and recognizing it is your first defense. Pretexting involves creating a complete character with a background story, appearance, personality, and attitude, then fully embodying that person. Like skilled actors, effective social engineers maintain multiple online identities to support various pretexts and stay in character throughout engagements. Stanley Mark Rifkin demonstrates this mastery. He stole $10.2 million from Security Pacific Bank by leveraging his former consultant status to access the wire transfer room where security codes were posted. His success came from projecting confidence, creating a believable story with supporting details, and maintaining a natural demeanor. Successful pretexting follows key principles. Thorough research directly improves effectiveness. Using your own knowledge builds natural confidence. Simple pretexts outperform complex ones. Spontaneity enhances believability, and providing logical conclusions maintains credibility. Props significantly enhance pretexts. Even a simple business card can transform perceptions, as shown when a security professional presenting his card to suspicious TSA agents received quick approval instead of additional screening. Understanding human psychology is essential for effective social engineering. People process information through three primary modes: visual, sight, auditory, or kinesthetic. Identifying a target's dominant mode allows for more resonant communication. Visual thinkers say, "I see what you mean." Auditory thinkers use, "That sounds okay." And kinesthetic thinkers express, "I can grasp that idea." Microexpressions, involuntary facial movements lasting as briefly as 1/25th of a second, reveal true emotions despite concealment attempts. These universal expressions include anger, narrowed lips, downward slanting eyebrows, disgust, raised upper lip, contempt, one-sided lip raise, fear, widened eyes with inward crunched eyebrows, surprise, sadness, and happiness. Recognizing these cues helps social engineers read targets and detect suspicion. Building rapport through genuine interest, appropriate appearance, good listening, and empathy creates connections that make influence possible. Dr. Robert Cialdini identified six principles social engineers exploit: reciprocation, urge to repay favors, obligation, fulfilling commitments, scarcity, valuing what's rare, authority, obeying power figures, commitment/consistency, appearing consistent, and liking/consensus, following those we like and what others do. Framing, how information presentation affects decision-making, creates opportunities for manipulation. Our order-seeking brains are susceptible to presentation methods. Social engineers use frame alignment techniques, bridging, connecting with targets' beliefs, amplification, emphasizing certain aspects, extension, including targets' interests, or transformation, changing beliefs fundamentally. Case studies demonstrate these principles. An overconfident CEO became vulnerable when a social engineer exploited his love for the Mets and a local restaurant. A theme park ticket seller was manipulated through sympathy for a father with impatient children, causing a credit card breach. And a convincing Paul from TMZ waste disposal disguise enabled access to sensitive information on discarded hard drives. Six defense steps include identifying social engineering tactics proactively, creating meaningful security awareness cultures, understanding information value, keeping software updated, developing response frameworks, and learning from professional security audits to identify weaknesses. Social engineering isn't exclusively malicious. It's employed constructively by numerous professionals daily. Doctors use it for treatment compliance, therapists for behavioral changes, teachers for classroom engagement, and parents for child development. These skills are neutral tools with widespread application across human interactions. Hadnagy's techniques extend beyond security to enhance leadership, improve conflict resolution, and strengthen relationships. By studying influence and persuasion, we develop deeper understanding of human behavior patterns affecting all decision-making. This knowledge carries significant ethical responsibility. Like martial artists who learn potentially dangerous techniques while embracing restraint, social engineering skills require a strong moral framework. In our connected world, where human vulnerabilities often prove more exploitable than technical ones, these principles are crucial for everyone. Remember, when someone asks for your password, offers an unexpected attachment, or requests access to secure areas, the greatest security system isn't technological. It's your awareness of how easily trust can be manipulated. Your mind is both the battlefield and the ultimate defense.